Now that we have observation in mind of what this person does, if we're to use nonviolent communication, we want to be honest with them about it. But honesty of a different kind than telling people what's wrong with them. Honesty from the heart, not honesty that implies wrongness. So we want to go inside and tell the person what's alive in us when this person does this. And this involves literacy of two kinds. First, it involves feeling literacy, and second, need literacy. To say clearly what's alive in us at any given moment, we have to be clear about what we are feeling and needing. So let's start with the feelings. Let's imagine we go to this person and we want to be honest with them. Then let's start by telling this person how we feel. So write down how you feel when the person does the behavior that you're thinking of. What emotions do you feel when they do that? One student in the university I was working with wanted to work on his roommate, and I said, okay, what is the behavior that your roommate does that you don't like? And he says, he plays the radio late at night when I'm trying to sleep. Okay, so now let's tell him how you feel. How do you feel when he does that? He said, I feel it's wrong. I said, I'm not making clear then what I mean by feelings. It's wrong is what I would call a judgment of the other person. I'm asking you, how do you feel?
He said, well, I said I feel.
Well, yeah, you use the verb feel, but that doesn't mean that what follows it is necessarily a feeling. What emotions do you feel? How do you feel? He thought for a while, and he said, well, I think that when a person does something like that, it's evidence of a personality disturbance to be so insensitive to other people. I said, hold it. Now you're still up there analyzing his wrongness. I'm asking you, go into your heart. Tell me how you feel when he does that. And he was sincerely trying to get in touch with his feelings, but he said,
well, I don't have any feelings about it.
I said, I hope that's not so.
He said, why?
I said, you'd be dead. We have feelings every moment. The problem is we haven't been educated in a way to be conscious of what's alive in us. Our consciousness has been more directed to make us look outward to what authority thinks we are. So just listen. Just listen to your body for a moment. How do you feel when he plays the radio that late at night? He really looked inside, and then he lit up and he said, okay, I got you now. I said, how do you feel?
He says, pissed off.
Okay, I said, that'll do. There's other ways of saying it, but okay. But I noticed the woman sitting next to him, a faculty member's wife, she seemed a little perplexed. And she looked at him and said, do you mean vexed? So there's different ways we might express our feelings depending on what culture we grow up in. But it is important to have a vocabulary of feelings that really do just describe what's alive in us, that in no way are interpretations of other people. So we don't want to use words like, I feel misunderstood, because that's not really a feeling. That's more how we are analyzing whether the other person has understood us or not. If we think somebody's misunderstood us, sometimes we can be angry, frustrated. It could be many different things. Likewise, we don't want to use words like, I feel manipulated, I feel criticized. They're not what we would call feelings in our training. Sadly, very few people have much of a feeling vocabulary. And I see the cost of that very often in my work. It's rather typical for me to have a conversation like this. A woman in a workshop might come up to me and say, you know, Marshall, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I have a very wonderful husband, and I'm sure you can guess what the next word is, but I never know how he's feeling. I hear this a lot from people. I hear from people that they've lived with their parents for years and never really know what their parents are feeling. How sad to live with people and not have this access to what's alive in them. So, take a look at what you wrote. Is it really an expression of what's alive in you, your feelings? Make sure that it's not a diagnosis of others, thoughts, Go into your heart. How do you feel when the other person does what they do?